Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What was your reaction to the announcement of Firefest 2?
Well, at first I said to myself, if you first don't succeed, that old saying says try again. But that was such an epic failure that I can't imagine why anybody would try that again.
But you went to prison, for God's sake. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, when you hold a music festival and it was so bad that you end up in prison.
Yeah, oh, let me go to number two.
Let's try it again.
And then you call it the same name.
Right.
At least brand it differently. You're going to try something. So
Jailfest.
Yes, that's true. So I can't imagine anybody would buy a ticket to it.
People have.
Yep.
So they put 100 tickets on sale, and they sold out.
Amazing.
Now,
without announcing who's on the show.
Right.
Exactly.
Or where it's going to be.
No location.
It's just the Caribbean.
Nothing of what the ticket includes.
Nothing.
All they're saying is that the tickets will get more expensive as announcements are made.
Right. No lineup, no actual place where it's going to be. Just right
there. No, I'd like to meet those 100 people. Right. Sell them a bridge.
Yeah, when I'm selling a car, where the hell are they?
Yeah, can you, Jimmy, in your vast knowledge of this industry, think of any band that we heard of that would sign up and ask their fans to give this guy money?
No, I don't. And
no.
I think that it even includes if an artist got paid fully in advance, I don't think any artist would have the trust in this promoter putting on a successful festival.
Oh, right. Because they went through hell. Some of these people went through hell.
Literally.
Like
yes.
Hell.
Yep. Not Michigan. Hell.
Not like, okay,
right.
The band canceled and...
Right.
I mean, hell.
Complete hell.
Hell.
Right.
Yeah, the band's canceling was the least of their worries.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the light part.
They showed up, the bands didn't, and then it was just, there was nothing.
The deluxe accommodations turned out to be FEMA tents that were still wet from whatever project they were on.
Soaked.
Oh, God, that's gross.
They also didn't have enough for everybody.
Right. And then the luxurious meals, the... whatever they called them.
Or the MREs?
They were cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches. Any good cheese?
They were gross.
Oh. Yeah, not grilled cheese.
Wow.
Cold bread and cold cheese.
Oh. Yeah.
This is Velveeta. Ew.
They didn't have enough water.
Right.
And then they couldn't get people out. People were on planes for hours just sitting there.
Wow.
In fact, the wherever it was, do you remember where it was? The place that said, the place where it was said,
yeah,
he's not having it here. He's a fugitive here.
Oh, nice.
It was supposed to be on, like, one of Pablo's islands or something. That was how he pitched it. And then it wasn't even there. It wasn't even on the original location either.
Yeah.
But that did happen to Woodstock. That did happen to Woodstock. Remember, they did think it was going to be in Woodstock. They called it Woodstock and ended up being Bethel.
Oh,
right. Woodstock did change sites.
But they already printed T-shirts, so they couldn't call it Bethelstock.
When that was when Woodstock was coming together, which band did they start with? Do you remember who they signed first or who you heard about first?
Well, I don't know who they heard about first, but I was friendly with Leslie West of Mountain at the time, and they appeared on the show. And Leslie told me about it very, very early in the planning stage. So it could have been Mountain.
Wow. How old were you when you were told that this thing called Woodstock was going to happen?
I was 18.
Nice.
Wow. And you already had an ear to the business. Were you already promoting shows then?
I had started promoting shows about 9 months before Woodstock.
Nice.
Wow.
See?
Your first concert was Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf, November 1st, 1968.
Cool.
Wow. I picture you like selling lemonade or something when you were three.
Right. But promoting it first. Right, right. When the kids put on a play, he promoted
it. That's right. Yeah. There was a school play in kindergarten, and Jimmy was outside selling tickets.
Right.
Wow.
Lemonade, $100 a cup.
Right.
Like, but it was just good, like tickets.
But it was good lemonade, though.
right.
And then there was an announcement this week that a big-time Hollywood actor is coming to Toad's Place.
Yes, yes. Dog Star is coming in. Yes, very nice. Keanu Reeves is coming in. Nice. Very excited.
Is that sold out yet? Do we know? The tickets go on? Tickets went on sale when? Yesterday?
I don't know how it's selling. I don't know how it's selling.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that would sell out just because people want to stand in the same room with him.
Exactly.
Regardless of the music.
You know what? It's true to an extent, but the Bacon Brothers don't sell right out either. And, you know, when you get out of your lane and he's an actor, not a singer, it doesn't quite have the appeal that an actor would.
Oh, right. Wow.
He should do Wild Stallions from Bill and Ted and call the band Wild Stallions.
That'd be funny.
And have Alex Winter play with him.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show.
It looks like on the Toad's Place website, you can still get tickets.
Oh, really?
To be every female in that audience.
That's what I think. Like, no Matrix fan.
Girl Fest.
Is going to stand there and watch him. And it's going to be a million women.
Yep.
Must be a smart move for a
good
guy.
Place for single. Good man. Right, exactly. Just, you beat me, too. It's a good guy for single guys. Buy tickets. Right.
Exactly.
Just stand there.
This person texts every week asking Jimmy about Teddy Swims. Teddy Swims. Do you know who Teddy Swims is?
Oh, Sally Sinks.
Pat knows.
Well, yeah, I'm a fan. He's great.
Yeah, I've never heard anything by Teddy Swims, but hopefully we'll see an Oakdale play. We're talking about possibly during the winter.
Nice. Who's opening band? Freddie Floats?
Anthony in New Haven.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Morning. I actually work at a hotel in New Haven and in sales, and we've been getting a lot of, tour groups that are coming in that are booked in Bridgeport and looking to stay. So I was wondering who I would be able to partner with and at least kind of get something off the ground to be a preferred hotel for those bands as they get booked.
You know, that's not a problem at all. Just his fellow there named Kian Stein, C-I-A-N Stein. Just give him a call at the amphitheater.
What was the name again?
There is no hotel in Bridgeport.
Anthony.
What was that name again?
Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold. Phil's going to grab your number, and then I'm going to get it to Jimmy, and he'll get it to.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jimmy, we're cutting deals here.
Look at that. See?
Unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, same around.
I every time I go to the amphitheater in Bridgeport and I see Guitar Man, I get a little tinge of pride just knowing that we were part of the DNA that helped put that together.
It was nice.
Part of it. You were the reason.
Well, you didn't have to express interest. You didn't have to tell Howard that it would be cool. Howard didn't have to say, oh, man, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And spend the money.
Yeah, it's just nice.
So we had the easy part in it, but it's cool to have been a part of it.
Yes.
And it's so
fitting. Without you, it wouldn't have happened. It's as simple as that.
Well, thank you. So fitting.
It is.
And it was a perfect spot. It was like the building was built to have it right there.
It belonged there.
And your history in New Haven, now it's over here.
Yep.
Perfect. Matt in Prospect.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Jimmy, I was hoping to hear more about Eric Church and if he's coming to Bridgeport on his amphitheater tour.
Bridgeport's too small for Eric Church. I actually have Eric Church tonight up in Saratoga. I think if you see Eric Church play Connecticut, it would end up being either at Xfinity in Hartford or Mohegan Sun, one of the two.
Any talks of him coming to Connecticut or no?
Not right now. Hopefully next summer.
He's at church.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Got a text here. From the text, I saw Dogstar when they played Toads in the 90s, all women, and I have felt safer on the floor at Slayer.
Like Meat Fest.
Toads has VIP packages for $295. I wonder, does that include Ruth? What does that include?
It includes sound check, meet and greet.
Whoa!
Yeah,
nice.
$300. You can meet Keanu Reeves.
See that?
Got a picture.
Right.
That text about seeing Dogstar, that was actually from me. I saw Dogstar in the 90s.
Okay.
It was, yeah, it was crazy.
Well, what does it say about you?
You kind of try something.
You were there.
Right.
I was there. Right. Yeah.
Lauren in Bridgeport?
Yes. I'm curious if any plans to have RIPE, R-I-P-E, come down to Connecticut here?
What is RIPE?
RIPE? Well, you don't shower. Band. We don't shower. Yeah. Pretty ripe.
No, not that kind of ripe.
Oh.
Nope.
I never heard of them.
Yeah.
Can't bring them in. I never heard of them. I can't bring them in.
Yeah, they're not ripe enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should check them out.
It's her son's band.
You're telling Jimmy.
I mean, they're selling out. So.
They're pretty green right now.
Yeah, no, I really would check them out.
Okay.
R-I-P-E. Thank you.
All right.
Just hand the phone to the band.
Bill, can you look them up, please? Get some info on them.
Whose mom was that?
Jimmy Koplik's son. I love this. People are like, Jimmy, check these guys out.
You really got, you know, you should.
Right.
They're everywhere.
Dude, I got to get back on my game, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right.
This is a question from Suzanne on the text. When are tickets going on sale for Get the Lead Out at Oakdale in November?
We're working on that now as far as when it's going to go on sale. I think it will probably go on sale sometime in September is my guess. I don't want to really, I don't really like announcing things here.
Right.
I think if you look at announcement of September 11th and probably going on sale that Friday, I think would probably be a good guess.
Okay.
All right.
September 15th, I think, would be a good guess without me officially announcing that.
Right.
Dennis in West Haven has a question, came in through the text. Is there going to be a show at the Bridgeport Amphitheater the Friday before Sound on Sound like last year?
No, there will not be.
And no. Sound on Sound, still tickets available?
Still tickets available. We are probably going to outdraw last year, which we're very, very excited about,
nice.
Which is great. Thank you, John Mayer, who's doing bang-up business for us there and coming home. And should be a lot of fun when he gets up on the stage. And as he said when we booked him, I used to play baseball at Seaside Park.
Right.
I can't believe I'm going to be playing my music down there now. So
that's
it's going to
really
be pretty cool.
Cool.
We should have a game with him.
Billy in Wallingford.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. To you, sir.
Hey, have you guys ever thought about bringing Texas Hippie Coalition around?
It was ripe.
Texas Hippie Coalition.
Well, we're getting questions on bands, artists I'd never heard of.
Right. Well, just one last week.
They are huge down south. They're touring nationally. I've gone down to Alabama to see them. They're fantastic. You should look into them.
Like ripe.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to school today.
That's two things now. Give them homework, damn it.
Yeah. I'll take written questions.
Right. You want to know you can sell some tickets for a band when they come in.
Exactly.
I think at this point they would play a club or something.
Right. See how they do.
Right. Okay, let's spin the wheel.
All right. Wheel time.
See if it lands on a band. Jimmy could pass, and then we'll spin the wheel again.
Right.
And Journey.
Journey. Oh, Journey. Well, let's see. I guess I've had a lot of fun with Journey and done tons of Journey shows during the years. I guess now that it's legal, I could talk about something that we used to, they used to reward me with. When I used to get their music on the radio at the beginning, and Open Arms is the one I remember most getting on the radio and going to PLR, which really didn't want to play a Journey ballad. They liked playing more Journey rock.
Uh-huh.
And they were trying to get their ballads on the radio. And I went up to PLR and I said, guys, do me a favor. This is a great tune. It would work for you guys. And luckily, the program director at the time agreed. And I got it on the air, and the next day I walk into my office in New York City, and it smelled like a pot farm.
Huh.
And I go into my office, and there's a Federal Express envelope sitting on my desk, and I open it up, and the whiff of pot came out, and they had sent me 2 ounces of pot as a gift to band.
And you're
getting them on PLR.
Open arms.
2 ounces.
And took it with open arms.
And went right up to New Haven, walked into 1294 Chapel Street, and gave 1 of the 2 ounces to the program director.
Nice.
As a gift.
Wow. He's still smoking it. He's still going through it. Wow.
Wow, that's generous.
It's legal. I can say it now. It's legal.
Yeah, you can. Sure.
Now it's legal.
Yep.
Yeah.
So many years ago. Fun.
I'll bet you that was good weed, too.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Northern California. Can't beat it.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Nice.
All right, let's spin one more time. Where will it land?
I don't know.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Back to weed again.
Oh, young.
Well, I guess the best story I could tell happened up at Springfield Symphony Hall back in the early 80s. I had a Crosby, Stills, Nash acoustic show. And about 6 years earlier, I had had a Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young concert planned for California. And Neil Young decided to go over to England to visit his wife. She was English, Carrie Snodgrass. She was an actress. And decided he didn't want to come back to the States, so the agent called me and says to me, well, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is Neil Young will not be playing. It's now Crosby, Stills, and Nash show. But the good news is I'm going to take 25% off your fee. And I said, well, Neil Young's worth more than 25%. I said, it's a different group without Neil Young.
Wow.
So he said, too bad. This is how it is. So I said, too bad. I'm canceling the show.
Boom.
So I canceled the show. I had spent $200,000 in advertising and deposit for the venue and stuff like that.
Ow.
I sued them for $200,000. And we settled at $150,000 because Neil, Graham, and Steven all agreed to pay me $50,000 each. But David Crosby wouldn't pay me.
Oh.
And I said, it's not my fault. I'm just trying to get my money back because Neil wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
So I'm up in Springfield, early 80s, and I'm talking to Graham Nash, and David Crosby recognized me and decided to charge at me and try to beat the crap out of me.
Right.
And he didn't even pay you.
Yeah.
Didn't pay me. Very mad at me.
Right. The guys who harmonized by love, peace and love.
Right. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Thankfully, Graham Nash stepped in between us and stopped him from beating me up because I never would have punched David Crosby, that's for sure. I would have cowered in the corner and let him do what he wants because I don't want to lose my career by beating up David Crosby, that's for sure.
Spring out a red blanket.
And so it was a very bad night. Very wow. bad night. Thank goodness for Graham Nash is all I could say.
Yes.
But it's a great story.
It is.
One more question from the text. Toto. Any news on Toto? Andrew in Oxford wanted to know.
No news on Toto, but if they do tour, and hopefully they will, I hope to see them either at Mohegan Sun or Oakdale.
Cool.
Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
So many great venues in Connecticut to see
True.
Concerts.
Yep.
Yes, I agree. We work hard at making them look great and be great. Mohegan Sun certainly is right up there.
All right. On this day in Copland concert history, 1974, Three Dog Night with Souther Hillman and Furay Band at the New Haven Coliseum.
Yes. Well, it's Souther Hillman and Furay. Richie Furay was the leader of Poco.
Oh,
right.
Right.
And J.D. Souther was actually the writer of Take It Easy for with Jackson Brown for the Eagles first hit.
Yeah. Right, hearing the name before, yep.
No, he hung up on me once. He was mad at me.
That was it.
I asked him. I had a bad interview. Let's just say that.
It happens.
J.D. Souther?
Yeah, I said, is your name Souther or Souther?
Oh.
And he said, it's Souther. I said, it should be Souther. And I was just kidding.
Right, just a joke.
No humor.
None.
And then I asked him about dating Linda Ronstadt, and he was out in the field baling hay.
Yeah, he was farming. He was actively farming.
Yeah,
yes.
Was it? And you could hear the machine going. It's like not conducive to a good interview.
No. Hay fever. Yeah. I don't know why he was doing it in the first place.
But it's a bummer because, like, I'm such a fan.
Yeah.
It just didn't go well.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
I remember his response. You're like, it would just be Souther, just be easier. He's like, well, it's a good way to end the interview. And then there was like a 2.5 second silence. And it was like, all right. Well,
hello, JB.
He didn't want to answer any questions, and obviously I didn't want to listen to him bail hay. So it was a mutual end.
JB, not for jovial bastard.
That's the only reason I brought that one up. By the way,
here's right. I think your career is doing better than his.
He's on three bails right now.
So 1976. This is something. Listen to this.
Okay.
Johnny and Edgar Winter with Leonard Skinner and Frank Marino.
Damn.
At the Springfield Civic Center.
Cool.
Wow. Who is the headliner on that, and how does that all come together?
Well, Johnny and Edgar decided to do a tour together, and they were looking for an opening act, and they were very impressed by this new band called Leonard Skinner. So they put Leonard Skinner on the show,
nice.
Which ended up getting to be real big about that time. Originally, Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush always said to Frank, you got to get rid of this Mahogany Rush. People think you're a three-man band from Canada. Can't call yourself Mahogany Rush.
Right.
But he wouldn't listen to me. And look where his career went. So, and they were the original opening act, but we put Skinner on because we wanted to get Skinner some visibility, which they hadn't really had in the Northeast very much at that point. So we stuck them right in the middle of the show.
Nice.
So it was really quite a long show because Johnny and Edgar not only played together, played their own sets also. So a very long show.
Wow. Guitar heaven.
Seriously.
Guitar heaven.
Right.
Did you do any shows at the Pinecrest?
No, I did not do any of those. A guy named Wayne Bonds did those shows.
Okay. Pinecrest Country Club in Shelton.
I've heard you mention them. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really a disorganized mess,
right?
But it was a fun disorganized mess for
Legend.
Most times.
Yeah.
No, I went out there to a couple of shows because a lot of my friends played out there, and the guys that owned it, the Zuckerman brothers, were really nice guys. But it was not it had a swimming pool,
yeah,
right next to the concert site.
Oh, cool.
And it just wasn't. It was fun. It was outdoors, but wasn't the type of venue I really wanted to do.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
If you're playing guitar and fall in the pool, that's bad.
1996 was a very busy day for Jimmy Cobb.
Busy.
All right, so Jimmy Buffett, Coral Reefer Band, Xfinity Theater in Hartford.
Cool.
Kathy, I can't pronounce, what's her last name? Tricoli?
Yes.
Mylan and a bunch of other people I never heard of.
Right.
Sure they're great. At the Darien Center in New York. And then
That's up in Buffalo. Up in Buffalo.
Okay.
And then Gene Love and Special Sauce with Dirty Dozen Brass Band and John Heyman. At the Irvin Plaza.
Gene Love, wouldn't it be Glove?
That would be if you missed the period.
Glove.
Going to see Glove.
Hey, Glove! It's Gene Love, you idiot!
So what do you do when you have three concerts going on simultaneously?
I go to the one that has the biggest artists there because I want to make sure I continue to do business with the biggest artists.
Right.
Really,
okay.
Jimmy Buffett. So I was at Jimmy Buffett. But right. I always go where the biggest star is because I want to make sure that I stay in business with them.
No, yeah, and you want to make sure that show is buttoned up and they get what they were looking to get.
No love for Glove that day.
No love for Glove.
It was a tough night that night at Jimmy Buffett. Maybe if you spin the wheel one day, I'll tell you that story.
Nice.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
His eyes just lit up, dude.
Wow.
Just lit up like...
Put
like
Jimmy Buffett on all the spots on the wheel.
Like housing headlights. But dad. Guess what? What
nice teaser. All right, so we're off next Thursday, but we'll see you the Thursday after that.
Yes.
You got it, guys.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right, the biggest motorcycle ride in 9/11 event in Connecticut is coming. The organizer, Fred Garrity, and a good friend of the program on the show now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Morning. Thanks for talking with me today.
Always.
Can you believe it? It's 22 years already,
22
Jess. It's been, wow.
Years.
Damn, man.
Decades. We're talking about decades.
Yeah. Damn.
So we're very grateful to the state firefighters who are, again, sponsoring us. And as we describe every year, We bottled up what happened on 9/11, and we let it out once a year. When you have thousands of people wearing red, white, blue, you have 20,000 people lined up around Fairfield County. The feeling is just tremendous to see everybody being a patriotic American for one day.
Yep.
And this year, I think you guys saw that sadly, even though it's a tribute to 9/11, we have this in place for fire and police. And this year we're paying special tribute to the two Bristol police officers who were killed in the line of duty and the North Haven firefighter who died in the line of duty. So it's nice that we have it in place. It's sad that we have to recognize it, but we are going to pay special tribute to them, and we offer their families the ability to ride in the front of the line like we've done with other families in the past over the two decades. So it's going to be a special day on top of what we're there for.
So special.
Yeah.
This is Sunday, September 10th, and it kicks off at 8:30 to 10:30 is registration, right?
Yes, sir. 8:30 to 10:30 you can register, but as you know, we registered people, the majority of them, the day before at Captain's Cove Seaport in Black Rock there from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. because there's thousands of people. It's much easier to do it all day long. So the day before on September 9th, everybody come on down and register at Captain's Cove as usual. And we will be there all day, and you can also register on the day of. I think you may remember that last 2 years we did a special thing for the town. They came out with the most participants to cheer us on and the most red, white, and blue and the most fire and police. 2 years ago, it was Trumbull. Last year, Bridgeport won. What we did is we have special sponsors who donate money, has nothing to do with the ride, and we make a contribution to that town. So we want to see which town's going to win this year. 2 years ago, it was Trumbull. Last year, it was Bridgeport. Which town is going to bring out the most red, white, and blue, and fire and police and people on their front lawns?
Awesome.
It's going to be a really special day, guys. It really, really is.
This is really great.
Yeah. The website is ctunitedride.com. Our video's up. We have Facebook, the CT United Ride. We can't do this without the thousands of people. I think I told you, I'm on my way right now to Troop G in Bridgeport, the state police, where there'll be people and fire and police from all 10 towns will be there to go over the safety meeting to keep this route safe for all the riders and everybody in the towns. So thank you to everybody today who's helping us, and thank you to everybody on September 9th and 10th who are going to be out there, because there's thousands of people that put this together, Chaz, thousands of people that are part of this.
Yeah, you've done a great job with this, by the way. And there's something about that, looking out at that field of motorcycles and when they start up.
Yep.
And then they're riding out under the flag.
You can feel it in other parts of the state.
yeah, you really can. Yeah.
And I would be very grateful if AJ would join us this year. You think we can make that happen?
Yeah, I signed him up for it.
Oh, you did?
I forgot to tell you about that.
So I guess I'll see you.
So there's Shepherd's Men's doing an event on the 10th, and they're walking. They're doing a fireman's carry through the state.
Yes.
I'll be at that. AJ's going to be... saying a few words at this very important event, the 22nd annual CT United Ride.
Excellent, excellent. Guys, we look forward to your support as we do every year, but thank you to the thousands of people. Remember, register on Saturday the 9th at Captain's Cove. All day will be there 11 to 5, and the ride is Sunday, September 10th. And thank you to the firefighters for everything they do, because when they say, never forget, this is how it happens, and look forward to it every year.
The what's the biggest ride you've had? How many motorcycles?
The largest one we had was about 5,000. That was on the 10th anniversary in 2011.
That's pretty
cool. That was about 5,000 because it fell on the exact same day. Last year, we would have been close to a record because we got a lot of calls from New York. Remember, people come from 60 to 100 miles away. We have people from 6-7 states show up.
Yeah.
But it's all weather commensurate. It has to be beautiful in a 60-100 mile circumference. And last year, you know, we still had close to 2,000, but the rain came up from New York, so the folks from south didn't drive up. So we'll find out what Mother Nature has in store for us, but we know everybody's ready to come out, and we're ready for them, and we appreciate it.
And once you kick off, that's it. Your feet are up the whole time, right?
Yep. We leave from Sherwood Island. We actually, I think we explained that we shut down I-95 for one exit. We have all the state permits. We go one exit, jump back off, and we do
our
regular route.
Yep.
Yeah. We go 60 miles through Fairfield County. We have about 26 ladder trucks out with the big flags. We have almost 100 fire trucks out, police in all the towns. 15,000 to 20,000 people out. You know, we describe, you have the fire truck with the big arch and the flag hanging. We have that in every town. There are 500 to 1,000 people just around those fire trucks in each of the towns. Just imagine everybody on their front lawns. And it's awe-inspiring when you're driving down a suburban street and you see somebody who's a working man for a living with his bucket truck in the driveway. And he has the bucket truck extended with an American flag hanging because he knows we're coming and driving by. It just, when you see those smallest things, sometimes make you feel the greatest. It really, really does. It's just...
Sorry, I cut you off. Fred Garrity's on. We're talking about the 22nd annual CT United Ride. We're linked up on the radio station website. I mean, there's not a better ride.
No.
Not a better cause. And,
no.
You know, I was just thinking, K&J Tree Service always volunteers their trucks for anything like this. So if you need a truck, a bucket truck to hang a flag off of, K&J would be more than happy to
honor your truck.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Let's make it happen. I'll
okay.
work with you.
I'll send you...
More bucket trucks, the more flags, the better.
I'll send you his cell phone.
I will not be going in the bucket, by the way.
Not a problem.
AJ's not going in the bucket.
No, and no.
Did you say you wanted AJ to give his speech from the bucket?
No, he did not right. say that.
Okay. I just checked.
Yeah, Fred, beautiful job on this, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I told people my job is just to make sure it works. It's everybody else. It's the thousands of people that come out. Just imagine the thousands of people planning to be out to watch. The hundreds and hundreds of fire and police that have to work that day and the plans that are happening. All the safety meetings that have to happen. All the thousands of riders that are going out and shopping and what red, white, and blue clothes am I wearing this year. The pictures that are out there. The thing that's really impressive is this ride is responsible for so many profile pictures and Facebook pictures
right.
out there with the action shots and the red, white, and blue. It is, I feel privileged to be part of such a positive piece of history from such a negative event. We're there, and you've heard me say it, for those that lost their lives, for those that gave their lives, and for those that continue to put their lives on the line each day. That's why we keep doing it. And we will, as long as the firefighters want to keep doing it, we will never forget, and we're all here together.
All right, I got to let you go so you can make this meeting with Troop G.
Yes.
Fred, thanks for coming out. We're linked up on the radio station website. We'll have you back in studio before the event.
Okay. All right. Talk soon, guys.
All
thanks
right.
so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. You too.
Thank
Fred
you.
Garrity, organizer of the 22nd annual CT United Ride.
Stump the Chumps.
We brought in Boss Keith, who's... the ultimate YouTube fan.
Now, if I base this on everything you say all the time, no one's going to call because no one likes YouTube. Nobody in the audience cares about YouTube. So this should be interesting to me.
No one's on the phone right now.
Right, okay, so great. Right, so maybe you'll be proven right. And then you'll just ask me YouTube questions, and then I'll get to go to the show or wherever.
Yeah, Ruth, start looking up some questions.
Right.
That is a great clip to have about you hating them. No one likes you too.
Right? Nice soundbite.
Yeah, that works out
no
great.
No one likes you too.
203-882-9757. Everyone who stumps us gets in the running for Vic DiPetetto tickets. Very funny guy.
Yeah.
He's performing at the Ridgefield Playhouse. Great place to see a show.
Just yes. tumbleweeds blowing across the phone.
Angelo in East Haven.
Yeah, where was U2's first concert?
Like ever?
What time?
Well, it was at their high school in Ireland.
Yeah, I know they're from Ireland, but it was from St. Louis. Their first one.
Oh, their first U.S. concert? Is that what you're saying?
That's it. You got to be a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I knew they were from Ireland, but now I gave you the answer.
Well, right,
I love Vic. Could you still put me in?
Okay.
Hey, I was there the last time he was in Hartford with you guys.
All right, Angelo, you don't sound like a guy I want to make angry.
Right,
so,
yes.
I'm going to put you in, and I'll let Phil figure it all out, all right? Okay.
I did the thing.
But time out. That he was wrong.
Yes.
I mean, that was bogus. His
right.
question was, what was their first concert? Their first concert was at their high school in Ireland, and then they played in London a bunch of times. Then if it was their first U.S. concert, that's not even right. I'm almost positive it was in New York City at the Ritz, at the club called the Ritz in, like, 1980.
I love that Crackers.
But
when did they play Toad's Place?
It's those early years. All it's right, like 81, so, 82. Yeah.
Okay.
But that first date, I'm almost positive it's New York, but, you know, I mean, maybe it's St. Louis, but that routing doesn't make any sense. They're going to fly from Dublin to, like, the middle of America, and then how do you get in the van to... But I guess we don't want to make that guy mad, and he was the only one who called, so congratulations.
Chris in Bradford.
He's on a helicopter.
A crop duster.
Right.
Mowing
right.
his lawn no. in 1953.
He's actually in the bathroom.
Hey, Chris.
What show, what show portrayed Bono as a piece of crap?
What show?
This one.
What show? Right, yeah, I'm
would
on
that,
it right
would
now.
That, would that be this show?
Like, so I mean, they were...
question.
They were, I mean, The Simpsons? They parried him as a jerk on The Simpsons.
Maybe South Park?
No, I think...
we got to pick one.
Yeah.
What do we want to go with?
I would say this show.
I mean, maybe Simpsons did it.
Right, I'm going to go with The Simpsons.
It was South Park.
No,
that was my guess.
No, all right, very good.
Oh, well.
But they also showed him in a bad light on The Simpsons. Does that count for anything? Like the rest of the
band. In South Park, he had the record for the biggest piece of crap.
Literal piece of crap.
Right.
Bono, right. Yeah, the Bono was a literal piece of crap.
Like Mr. Hankey, yeah.
All right. I guess put this guy in.
So wait, was it a piece of crap with like those sunglasses? Does anyone know?
I was just guessing. I don't like cartoons. It sounded like South Park. It really did.
All right, it's you two trivia. Casey and Wallingford.
Hey, morning, guys. Not going to lie. Little upset because I had very, very similar YouTube trip about South Park being Bono being the biggest piece of crap. But hey, he beat me to it, so I'll accept that.
It's not really trivia about Bono.
Again, not trivia. I mean, it's South Park.
People
trivia.
Just want to tell Keith Bono's right. a piece of crap. Right.
They had again. Stevie Nicks as a goat one time.
Like these are not real questions.
Not
I expected more today.
Mike and Stratford.
I drove all the way here.
Oh. Okay. Good morning.
You want to come here?
How come Bono still hasn't found what he's looking for?
So now we're like doing bad jokes.
He didn't look. No, answer the question.
Isn't that what Pat's here for?
He didn't look.
That's nice.
He's got coma.
That's not it.
Is there a real internet answer to this?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Is it in the song, perhaps, the lyrics?
Well, I mean, the song is about searching for your goals. It's sort of spiritual.
This is not the divorce song?
No, it's Joshua Tree era. It's like spiritual and wide open landscapes and that stuff. The divorce era is act true. I would say
we're discussing right now.
Yes, sir.
We're hashing it out.
I would say he hasn't found what he's looking for because not everything has been fulfilled in his life. He's still looking for
He hasn't looked over the edge.
You're as bad as this.
He's looking for his car keys.
I'm going to go with spiritual awakening.
What's the answer?
No, it's easy. It's easy because he lives where the streets have no names.
All this way.
This guy wins like, everything.
Right, like,
he wins everything.
It's so ridiculous. Stupid.
Yeah, I felt like that was worth the trip.
Is that what we're going to do? Serious questions.
It's the real thing.
Dumb.
Oh, ain't nothing like the real thing.
Brian and Bristol. That's your YouTube trivia question.
This guy's going to be an idiot, too.
This means war?
Hey.
Where did the Edge get his nickname?
It's because of the way his jaw and face are shaped.
His facial features.
That's correct.
Correct. Good job, Weave.
Thank you.
How come shit doesn't happen?
At least that was a real question.
That was
so
real,
congrats, real. Yes. Dude. Yeah. You're the only one with a real question.
Why is his face dumb?
But at least it was real.
Right.
Craig and Guilford.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
What is one of the first spots in New Haven, not towed to the Coliseum, where you two played?
Jeez, so I don't know that. Those are the only two places that I know, and then in Hartford.
Is it one of the theaters, maybe?
Did
he do the
I would
Yale
say
Bowl?
Palace Theater?
Not
Definitely
the Yale.
Not Yale.
Not the Yale Bowl.
Bar maybe somewhere?
Is there some, like, small bar?
What year?
Well, you were close.
What year?
We're not done. We're talking.
Yeah, we're still hashing.
Discussion.
It was the early 80s. I was a college student at Southern, but somebody gave me tickets. I never even heard of these guys.
Cafe 9?
Woolsey Hall.
Woolsey Hall.
Okay, so I'm going to say Woolsey Hall.
Yeah, we were still discussing.
Real question. Put him in the running. I don't know if he's right, though. Phil, can you check that?
Oh, yeah. No, it was Bono's birthday. He was climbing on the side of the rafters. It was amazing.
No.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's right, some good detail, so we'll allow
it. Here's why you're going to be mad. This is listed on the WPLR website.
Oh, really? So it's real. All right, real question.
Shot in the foot on that
If he's climbing the rafters, is it 1983?
May 10th of 1983, ticket prices were $11.50.
He did that. That's the war tour. He did that whole tour.
Wow.
And he waved the white flag and the whole thing.
He surrendered?
That's what AJ just listened to Rat. He has no idea.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's YouTube trivia. Eric. So
why am I getting hit? Right?
That's what I do.
What do I do?
In Plymouth, what's your question?
My question is, what was the name of Bono's character in the movie Sing 2?
Oh, he's like the lion, and he's the lead.
Yeah,
and they say he sings with Scarlett Johansson, and what was the name? I definitely don't know, except that he was a lion, and I went with the children on opening night because it was so exciting. Like, Bono's the... Oh, it's good.
Would it be Leo?
What was his name?
I was going to ask you what kind of animal he played.
I get it.
You know that.
I get it. So what's the name? We don't know it.
Clay Calloway.
Yep. She's right.
Nice.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Boo. Good question, though. Real. I'll allow it. Again.
Once again, not really YouTube
right. More animated garbage, yeah. But fine. But okay. By the way, if you're a U2 fan and have children, that movie's a good watch. Like, they do the songs, they do them right. There's one part where you sort of get chills. Yeah, it's worth it.
If you're a U2 fan and have children, way to procreate. No one should be sleeping with you.
One of the animals has a knit cap on.
Steve, Long Island, you can't win, but you could have fun stumping Keith.
What do you got?
Oh, sounds great. This might be an easy one for you guys.
Okay.
How did U2 manage to piss off millions of Americans?
They put the album in the phone.
They played?
Yeah. That I couldn't get rid of.
Right.
It kept on coming back.
This is more venting.
You should listen to it. It's kind of a decent album.
It's more
late period U2. Not the best U2, but it's fine.
It's like a virus.
Kind of a decent album is not
the worst. I'm a fan.
Thank you, Steve. Tim and Antonia?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, man. We love Antonia.
Great schools.
Oh, great. Great. Good to be on. In the 2015 concert tour, what city were they playing in when the Edge fell off the stage?
Off the edge of the stage?
Wow. In 2015, what city were they playing and where?
Oh, I think we played that audio, too.
I mean,
that's time.
I don't know why I think it's somewhere in Texas. I can be
wrong. That's right, because he's playing, you see the video, he's like walking, all of a sudden
But it was like a big thing, and everyone could talk about where it was, too.
It's funny, the Edge didn't see the Edge.
Exactly.
You
see you.
He is the Edge. This will be a guess. What do you got? And
you know you're saying Texas?
I just don't know why
they played all Texas in the city.
Is this it?
Bono just keeps going.
We could say Dallas. You want to say Dallas?
Sure.
Dallas.
I'm wrong. Whatever. Dallas.
Dallas is our guess.
You go. Dallas is your guess. Vancouver.
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 Okay. That part of Texas.
Oh, wait. Same that's thing. The first. That's a big Texas. Wait. Time out. Vancouver's the first night of the tour. Of that tour. So he fell off the stage the first night of the tour?
Yep.
Yes.
Way to break the ice.
Huh. All right.
Way to break the ice.
Why do you know that?
No, it was a big deal.
Right.
Wow.
He became the ouch.
And you know, the thing about that show, they played a bunch of songs that they didn't play the rest of the tour. Like, Vancouver was the night to go to because the rest of the tour was all like the same thing. Vancouver was different than every other night. Also an underrated city. It's neither here nor there.
It's great because if you watch the video, the spotlight is following him, and when he falls off the stage, it like follows him.
Look, his shoe flew off.
Anthony in Bridgeport, you're the last one.
Good morning, guys. What was the name of the high school in Dublin where the members of U2 met?
Mount Temple.
You got it.
Nice.
Damn. Yep. Take that. Right.
Yay.
Wow. How did he do?
Not great, but most of these questions were fake. Like, this isn't my fault. These weren't real questions. Animated shows, tertiary things.
Are you saying South Park's not real?
Right, but they weren't real questions related to the band.
Except for the one in high school.
Right, so the high school one was one. I'll give you the Vancouver one. you know, but like Sing 2 shouldn't count.
Right. They weren't U2 questions. They were Bono Stinks questions.
Right. Right. If it was Stump the Chump, Bono Stinks, that's
right.
Different.
Right. Big time.
Let's take one more then. Is this a real U2 trivia question?
How's good discussion. Right. I'm having an omelet.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.